Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
21 minutes after the hour, 12 o'clock here on Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. This is Heart to Heart, the Wednesday edition with me, Bonolo Nkosi. Vos is at the controls. He's our engineer this afternoon. Before this, Hlengiwe Masonde singing Change My Life. And don't we all need a change? And if there is anybody who can make a change, it's certainly the greater I am. And leading us to our devotional today, reading from Daily Hope with Pastor Rick Warren. And it's from a current teaching series called When You're Hoping for a Miracle, and this particular one titled, In a Storm, You Need I Am. Reading from the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 49 to 15, the NIV, it says, when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. It's only in the storms of life that you learn what Jesus is really like. You see that he's not a mere man. He's not just a nice teacher or an ethical leader. He is God, the creator of the universe. In Mark chapter 6, Jesus noticed the disciples were in distress. They were in the middle of a lake where the wind and the waves were pounding their boat and keeping them from making any progress. And so Jesus walked out to them on the water. And when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid. That's Mark chapter 6, verses 49 to 15, the NIV. Now, the disciples still had some nagging doubts. Maybe Jesus was just a nice prophet who could, you know, do some miracles. But by walking on water, Jesus revealed he was far more than just a man. He showed them that he was God. He also gave them a challenge. Don't be afraid. And he reassured them. It is I. In Greek, the language this part of the Bible was originally written in, the phrase it is I is actually two words, ego ima. Ego ima simply means I am. Why is that important? The name of God is I am, not I was, or I will be, or I hope to be. When Jesus says, I am, he is saying that you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to sweat it. He is God, and that is enough. If you're going through a storm, you don't need a job. You need Jesus. You don't need a plan. You need a person. You don't need a system. You need a savior. You don't need a new goal. You need God. When you're going through a storm, remember that God is not distant, apathetic, or uninvolved. He is I am, and he will get you through the storm. Oh, man. Such a good word. Such a good encouraging word. And I can hear somebody say, wait, Bonolo, wait. Actually, I do need a job. No, I actually do need a plan, like for real. I need a system. I need a new goal. That's what's happening here. But wait, let's talk about this, right? Are you sure a job is what you need? What if you need an idea, you know? And if it's not a job, you need an idea, for argument's sake. I'm just saying, let's talk this out, right? You realize that then it shifts focus completely. Immediately, because then you need Jesus right there, because where are you going to get the idea from, right? Doesn't the scripture talk about that, how he's the one who gives us power to get wealth? What is that power? It's certainly not money raining down from heaven. I mean, yes, we know that he did make manna come down from heaven, but I'm talking money here. Is the money going to rain down from heaven? No, certainly not. But that power is certainly an idea. And I think sometimes when we read scriptures like that, we think, yes, Lord, you're the one who gives me power to get wealth. Now, where's that money? Where is it? You know, and we're like ready and waiting, arms open. Now, of course, God can bring money to you. That's fine. Nothing is impossible for him. But the point is, if God is the focus, because sometimes it's not even that it's not even that there is no solution at hand. It's not that there isn't a way out. It's that you are so consumed by the storm, right, that you can't think clearly. So what you need is to be in contact with the peace giver, so that once you plug into there, you can finally take a deep breath, you know, release and be able to see things from a different perspective. And, you know, the minute that happens, all of a sudden, the clarity just is like, oh, so the solution was always there all along. Because you know how it is when you're in panic mode, right? Yeah, the, you know, your emotions are out of whack and everything is all over the place and you can't think clearly. But the minute you plug in, you become so much calmer. You know, there was a time when I used to be obsessed, putting it lightly here, but there was a time when I was obsessed with finding my purpose. And don't get me wrong, knowing your purpose is an important thing. And you should be making an effort to know what it is that you're here for and what you're about and why God has made you, you know. But there was a time when it was all I thought about. I was just like, God, you have to answer me. Like, in all the times that I'm spending time with them, I'm just like, oh, by the way, about that purpose. Like, you know, it was all I was interested, it was all I was talking about, it was all I needed. And he just wouldn't answer me. He was just like taking his time. It was just like, you know what? Hey, we'll see about that purpose thing, you know. And then one day I just thought to myself, Bonolo, forget about it. Just let it go. You know, if it happens, it happens, whatever. And I started meeting with him for him, you know, for spending time with him. How are you doing today, God? No, I'm doing good. And then, you know, we're in communion. And you know what I found is that when I stopped obsessing over my storm, in inverted commas, because that's how it felt for me at the time, is that a peace overcame me. Why? Because I started pursuing him and not necessarily what I could get from him. And when I wasn't getting the answers I needed, when I wasn't getting what I thought I needed from him, and I simply started just, you know, seeking him for his sake, I found that it was him that I needed. The minute then he became the point of focus, that other issue stopped being an issue. It was quite incredible. I found myself so calm, so at peace. The job that I do became so much more enjoyable. My other job, this one is very enjoyable. But the things, my everyday to-do list and the things that need to happen in all the, you know, the different responsibilities that I hold, none of that was a drag anymore. Because then when you're obsessing over the storm, everything is cloudy and clouded up by the storm that you find yourself in. But when I started pursuing him and it was no longer about, you know, their job or their purpose or the kids or the relationships or whatever it is that we need him to be or need him to do, rather. Then suddenly there was clarity, there was peace, you know, there was contentment. I was able to enjoy my life more. And I think that's the point. And these are some questions that he asks, as he usually does at the end of every devotional, to ask ourselves, what or who do you usually look to save you in a storm? And what keeps you from looking to God? Now, these are, you know, hard-hitting questions, but they're ones that we must all ask ourselves. What or who do you usually look to save you in a storm? And what keeps you from looking to God? And sometimes God will grab those carpets that we're sitting on ever so heavily, you know, just sort of, you know, so that we find ourselves free floating and we have to cling on to him, because he ultimately wants to be that source. He wants to be the one we look to save us in the storm. And then the next one, name of God is I am, not I was or I will be or I hope to be. What does that mean for you today? And then last but not least, what do you need from God to get through your storm? Whatever it is, encourage you to talk to him about it and then watch for him to provide at just the right time. And there's nothing wrong with saying what you think you need. Go right ahead. Lay it all out there. This is what I think I need to get through the storm, you know, but also be open to the possibility that that might not be what you necessarily need and that he will bring what you do need, you know. And as he does so, be prepared to follow his leading, because sometimes this happens to all of us. We hold on to the idea of the solution of what we need so much that we are not willing to look to the left or to the right. We are not open to the possibility, you know, that God might have a different plan. Or sometimes this is our second time, you know, around this mountain. You know, it's not our first rodeo. And maybe the first time around, God did it that way. you know, and now we've like boxed him in. Like, I know exactly how this is going to play out because the last time I went through this, this is how it played out. So God, just solve it like this, you know, and he might have a different plan, which is why it's important to be in relationship, right? So that you can hear him when he speaks to you, because he's always talking to each and every single one of us. And those who have ears will certainly hear. So no, you don't, just to repeat, you don't need a job, you need Jesus. You don't need a plan, you need a person. You don't need a system, you need a savior. And you don't need a goal, you need God. And when you have him, everything else falls into place. Here's Lauren Daigle.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM Sounds of Life.